Welcome to the Gospel Giving Podcast. We're seeking to resource those committed to giving wisely, generously, and creatively to Christian ministry in Tasmania and beyond. We're hoping that with God's blessing, we might ignite a gospel-giving movement that will give a high regard for deliberate, thoughtful, and prayerful support of gospel ministry. For more information, visit gospelgivingmovement.org. Hi, this is Mikey Lynch, and in this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about shifting our focus in support engagement from stories and people to vision and need. It's pretty common for most people, not everybody, but for most people to be brought into supporting and praying for a ministry because they know the people involved and they get asked by a friend or someone they mentored or went through a youth group with, someone from their church who says, oh, look, we know each other, you know my heart, my life, you're interested in what I'm doing, would you like to support me in ministry? And look, that makes sense. You know, and it's not as if we're entirely objective. We support people we know, and that's other people support other people they know. That's an obvious starting point. And another thing that draws us in and engages us, understandably, is hearing stories of individual people. Let's tell this story about Eve and how she started coming to a Christian group and put her faith in Jesus, and now she's involved in helping lead a Bible study and give to support us reaching more people like Eve, that kind of thing. Again, it's natural, and a lot of newsletters, a lot of support information is structured around those things, around people, around relationships, around stories. However, to really grow in support and in thinking about the ministries you support, it's helpful to realize that ultimately what we're giving to is the needs that the ministry meets and the vision the ministry has to further the gospel wherever it happens to be. And that those needs and that vision is often bigger and vaster than we can capture in memorable little stories, and is bigger and more long-term than any particular person who's involved in the ministry. You know, and so you might still personally love the stories and love the person, and I'm not saying change your personality, but it is helpful to just stop and take the time to ask, well, hang on, what's the purpose of this ministry? What's it achieving? What problems is it seeking to solve? What needs is it seeking to meet? What's the progress it's making towards that? So then that becomes a whole other way of thinking about the giving and the progress, a whole other way of evaluating what's worthwhile giving to. Maybe you've never really stopped to do that at length or assumed that, brushed over it, but perhaps that's a good thing to do, to go and visit the website of the ministry you support and read its vision statement and its mission statement and its values. Maybe having a look at the next newsletter, and rather than glossing over the paragraphs of explaining and just looking at the photos, to actually read some of that explanation about what the focus and the strategy has been and how progress has been towards that. Because for every easily memorable, engaging story, there are often a lot of slower, more subtle, less memorable stories of people drawing in and growing up in faith, of conversations that are had that may spread across multiple missions and ministries that you can't bottle in quite the same way. And yet a really effective ministry has that kind of broad reach and has a long-term view. So just another thought to bear in mind in your ministry support and partnership.